KOTR Mobile.
KOTR, it's KO4, PX Speed. How's it going, Tom?
Good evening, Lloyd. Well, it's going pretty good. I just got a couple of stitches put in my thumb and still numb, so don't hurt.
Did you hit the wrong nail? Why you got stitches?
No, I was helping my wife open a box, and which she didn't really require, but I wanted to help her, and had an argument with my Swiss Army knife, and it won. I stabbed myself in my thumb.
Yeah, I know that. That definitely hurt.
Good. Not bad. But they put two stitches in it, and she said it'd never heal if you didn't get it, and so I kind of knew that, or I wouldn't have went down there, but, you know, with butterflying it and that, it never worked because it was bleeding like a stuck hog.
Yeah, definitely a cut on the thumb since it's used so much that it would just always break open and never get time to heal up.
It wasn't my Morse code hand. It was my left hand. But it definitely hurt when that stuck into my knuckle. Anyway, it was stupid. I started to go and get a box knife, and it would have cut freely, but this one is a very sharp blade, but it hung up, and then when I jerked it, it come back and hit my other hand. So, c'est la vie, you live and you learn, and I was always taught you never cut towards yourself, and I didn't think I did, but somehow it got my thumb, but the only thing that hurt was that first shot. After that, it didn't hurt. So, but it didn't even give me a sucker, which she said they had some stickers they could give me if it'd make me feel better.
The nerve of them not giving out suckers. Man, a sticker. I guess they don't want, you know, kids to, or somebody to sue them for giving a kid a cavity or other kind of issues or whatever from the sugar.
Or it might have peanuts in it. Who knows in this day and age? Shoot. Yeah, the lady said, no, we're out of suckers, but we got stickers. And they all got a laugh out of that. But I complained. But they're pretty nice down there. They're down there by Riverside, isn't it, Bernice? Riverside High School. So, we use that a lot because getting into the doctor's office is like pulling teeth. You know, it'd be 4 or 5 days before you got in, you'd bleed to death.
Yep, I know a lot of people use that, you know, like wound glue, just permits to hold it together and they'll seal it shut. I know people that have used that before until they can actually get seen.
He suggested super glue, and I've used that on, you know, cracks from dryness in your fingers. But this was too big. It was about a half inch. And it isn't exactly what you call medical grade super glue either when you get it at Harbor Freight.
Yeah, I'm not sure what grade of things that come from Harbor Freight. You know, they have good tools if you kind of look around, and or if you want an inexpensive tool that you don't mind stripping or breaking, that's easy or cheaply replaced.
It's for your regular handyman, not for a professional mechanic, that's for sure. But I go in there once in a while and get an infrared sensor for the chicken house, or I got one on the driveway, and if somebody comes walking up or the Amazon guy comes up, well, it lets us know long before he gets to the door. And I get those there, but very little else. But I work maintenance for over 50 years, electrical, and so I got every kind of tool that I'll ever need. And more, I got 3 toolboxes full.
Yeah, I got some when they were doing their free stuff, and they probably still do. I got a couple of good tape measures from them, and I got a little, pretty much a versatile multimeter that definitely worked out pretty well. It's very small. It's got flip open cases with two, you know, of course, two prongs on it. And it's definitely worked well for everything I needed it for.
I used to carry a couple of those real cheapy ones I had in the cars and in my truck. Never did have occasion to use them that I remember. But I got a Fluke 87, and it does everything I want to do. And I don't really need that fancy a meter anymore. It's a true RMS meter, and but they make a lot of those lookalikes now that are true RMS. And have a lot of functions on them that even my 87 might not have. And they used to have them, they had transistor checkers on them even, but I wouldn't put much count in that.
Definitely things have come a long way today that they can put in small items for testing. They don't realize, I guess people don't realize how lucky they are when they put their tongue to that 9-volt battery, you know, that it doesn't zap or stop their heart.
It's in your OTR. Now, my wife won't even do that. I had her do that one time, I think, in 57 years, and she won't go near a 9-volt battery as far as putting her tongue on it. But I always check them that way, you know, but then I put a meter on it. But if it's completely flat, it won't bite you. But they bite pretty good when they're charged up. It's amazing how long they last nowadays, though. This is Enduro TR.
Yep, that is definitely true. And I actually get a shock of all shocks. They picked up some of the leaves or the actual fallen debris from my house. So my wife told me that they were doing it, and so I actually saw that they removed some, so hopefully they'll remove the rest of it tomorrow. And due to the fact that I live on a state road, that's why they're having to wait for the whatever contracting team that to do the SCDOT part of it. Because I know the community, they contracted their own trucks that were picking up stuff left and right. But on Highway 14, which is a state road, they said, nope, that's a different contractor.
This works out. Yeah, you know, overall, they've really done a terrific job considering the amount of damage, at least wise down in our area. It was horrific, and I noticed there was a big semi-truck, and it was a dually. I mean, it had two trailers on a double, and it had this big claw on it, and they come through here down on Highway 101. Some of those logs were 2 foot in diameter, sticking out towards the road, and they got all those picked up.
That's the way these are. Well, sir, I am now at the house, so I'll definitely say 73 to another time. It's KO4PXB.
Okay, Lloyd, nice to hear you. And we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR 73.